welcome to another exciting edition of Are You Garbage? The show where you find out if your favorite comedians are classy individuals or absolute trash. Now, here are your hosts, Kevin Ryan and H. Foley.
Hey, everybody out there, and welcome back to everybody's favorite new podcast. This is Are You Garbage? A little show we sit down with your favorite comedians, and we find out if they grew up to be classy.
Yeah.
That's just a big old piece of trash.
Right.
I'm your host, H. Foley, coming at you on a beautiful day. We're down here at Antoni's basement. Well, you guys know that because you're the homies.
Mm-hmm.
We're doing a little bonus episode here. Tutties, my co-host, sitting across the table at me.
Mm-hmm.
You know him. You love him. It's KJ, Chubby James Ryan, everybody.
Chubby James Ryan?
Yeah, pork chop. That's how we're doing it. Get your fat ass up on that scale. Fucking embarrasses. You think you can beat me in a race?
In a foot race?
I was cooking on that treadmill.
It was for 42 seconds, you told me. Yeah. You want to? Let's do both.
That was off the air.
Let's do a speed and an endurance.
I'm not signing up for that.
Decathlon.
Yeah.
What's a decathlon?
Many events.
I beat you in 10 different things.
Not Mario Kart. Killing it on that. Thanks for my Nintendo Switch, dickhead. I'm sorry? How about a nice quick shout out to our producer extraordinaire, the Magic Man. Makes us all look good. My best pal in the whole wide world. He
what
crosses
the
T's
that?
And he dots the I. We're enemies now. What are you talking about? The Olympics.
Why?
Because we're racing. Okay. Give it up for T-Bone McMuffin. Toby McMullen.
Luke, I'm going to need you to earmark the spot where he called me dickhead. We'll be using that when I get fired, and I'll use it as wrongful termination.
I also grabbed his ass, too.
You're an independent contractor, technically.
Yeah, fucko.
Yeah.
Take that insurance claim and shove it up your ass.
Yeah, that's true. Why the fuck do I listen to anything you guys say?
How? Because I pay you at the end of the month.
Yeah,
I can start sending that to Luke if you'd like.
Love you, pal.
You're a great guy.
Gang, we're here for a bonus episode. We're on the eve.
The precipice.
Of the great expedition. We're going to be taking off tomorrow, heading upstate, out into the woods, out of the wilderness, the Revenant. I got to get my fucking tick spray.
You get your shots yet?
What? I don't need shots.
Yeah.
No, I don't.
It was in the group chat.
Yeah.
Shut up. For what?
When was the last time you had them?
Which one?
Malaria?
No, but he's kidding about malaria, but we do need rabies shots.
I had some Jaeger bombs last night. I don't know if that counts, pussy. Get the fuck out of here. Listen, I don't need no rabies
there
shot.
There is polio going on up there. Google that.
Really?
Saw that on the news.
I'm not drinking the water up there. Make sure I got plenty of fucking Pure Lifes. Get me through the fucking...
Nah, you can't shit on my Pure Life. Don't want to drink it when you're hemmed up.
Well, if it's that or fucking amoebas, I'll take the Pure Life. Who knows what you
what
got
kind of
there.
Gear? What kind of gear do you want for the camping?
What's gonna fit? Oh yes, I want a pocket knife.
I want a hatchet.
I want a pocket. I want a knife. You're buying me a knife. We're buying me a knife.
I got.
I'm stealing a knife. I could just bring the one in the kitchen, like a real dirt ball.
It's got breadcrumbs on it and stuff.
I want a knife.
That bespoke post. Just re-upped.
Yes.
And sent me a mean knife.
Really?
I was going to wait till the fucking, I was going to wait to break it out. Real like casual, like, oh, can you hand me? Bing! Fucking, it flips out.
Butterfly? What is it?
Nah, it's not like Switch. It's just got that like button on it that it flips out the hinge.
It's called an assisted release,
something
I
like
it's
that.
It's something where they can't say Switch Blade, but I'm a fucking Switch Blade.
It's not switching. All
really?
Right? Ching, ching.
Really?
Yeah.
I saw.
I flipped a switch on these pussies.
I saw a guy.
It'll get you out of a jam if a fucking bear comes or a cougar.
Yeah, right. That thing would rip
your throat
out.
How fucking sweet would it be if a bear shows up? I'm going to leave some food out.
Yeah, it's gonna
you're
try
not,
fuck Foley.
Dude, you're not doing that.
Why?
That's how you get killed.
We'll be in the thing.
If you get in there.
Get in here.
You leave the keys outside. He's driving us around.
I saw a guy walking down the street the other day with a kitchen knife in his waistband.
Oh, boy.
And the oldest bag of bread you've ever seen. And I was like, this feels like when people have a baseball bat in their trunk and put a glove next to it so it's not considered a weapon or whatever.
I'm not going to stab anybody. I'm making toast. Officer, I'm carbo.
I got mayo in my bag.
I'm carbo loaded.
Man, you see anybody walking around with a kitchen knife, run the other fucking way. That's crazy. Yeah, I want a knife. I want tick spray.
But we're going to go to Dick's and get all the...
What? I'm not shitting on you.
What?
You told me Ferguson's or something like that.
I never said Ferguson's. I don't know what that is.
Some other, not Bass Pro Shop. Dick's. What am I getting? Sneakers?
There's no other things around. There's no Bass Pro Shops around.
I thought there was
REI
some...
has gear, but that's like
get out of here.
That's like
that
for
shit.
That's when pussies go camping.
Yeah, fucking flugel binders and safety ropes.
No fucking carabiners here, daddy. I'm going fucking free solo.
Yeah, if there's one thing that this podcast is, it's a free solo podcast. We're the number one free solo podcast on the internet. Everybody knows you don't fuck with ropes.
Take that, pussies.
Can I go over the itinerary again? Is that okay? There's a lake, right?
There's a pond-esque. Ooh. There's scum. There's a leak.
Where is the
There's
place?
Some flooding damage. we're going to Roscoe, New York.
Woo-wee!
Well, I've actually stayed in Roscoe, New York.
Have you?
Yeah.
Oh, so you're going to go with the sheriff up there. This guy's setting us up.
Officer, I don't know who these men are. They broke into my camper.
These guys ain't locals, dude.
Uh-huh.
There's a pond.
Can we go to Beaver Kill Angler Outdoor Store? Because that sounds fucking awesome.
Fuck yeah. I like that. Throat Slitter fucking Mall. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, bro.
Let's roll.
Yeah, but...
Dicks. What am I getting? A lacrosse stick?
This is all nice shit, though.
Yeah.
No.
Spend a little bit of cash.
No,
I
this
want
is,
a knife.
This is when, like, bankers go camping. That's not what we're doing.
What are you going to get at Dick's? A fucking Gatorade bottle?
They have a huge fucking outdoor section, you idiot.
Not at the one at the Plymouth Meeting Mall.
The fucking going to Plymouth Meeting Mall. And yes, they do. Every Dick's has it. They have camping gear. They have outdoor gear. They have fucking... They sell heat. They sell nickel. We can strap up.
They do?
Yeah. We can get handguns.
No, they don't.
Yeah, they do.
Dick's sells guns?
Uh-huh.
Holy shit.
It's a waiting period for handguns.
Whatever, get a rifle.
Can we just...
I like a long gun anyway.
Kid's a deadeye. Wait, can you really buy a gun and walk out with it?
Yeah, a shotgun or a rifle.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
All right, what do we do with
it? Not allowed to have it in Manhattan, though. We're going to have to bury it. We're going to have to throw it over the bridge before we come back.
Fucking wipe it for prints and throw it in the Hudson.
Throw it in the Tappan Zee. Really?
What would happen is you wouldn't wipe it for Prince, but throw it over. I'd be like, you wiped your... We'd get like a half a mile from the bridge. I'd be like, you wiped yours for Prince, right? I did, you did! And then you'd be fucking... You'd be
I
fucking,
didn't kill nobody. Be,
okay.
See?
I was using a couple of crimes, though.
See? A
couple of bank robberies.
I want a knife.
What's the pickup on that Jeep like? Because we're going to need some giddy-up getting out of the parking lot.
Oh, is that we're taking the Jeep?
I think you said we're going to take the Jeep and I'm going to drive it.
Okay.
That was your... What do you mean? That was your idea.
Fine, but I ride in the back with Lukey. You two bozos sit up front. Me and him will goof around and talk about TikTok.
Okay.
That Logan
and
Paul. Tick spray. All right. Stuff for sandwiches. Fishing pole. Night crawlers. Are you typing this all down?
No.
Thought I had you for a second.
We can catch night crawlers like we used to up the
Get
mountains
the
at Lake Wallenpaulpak. You spray the water, and then at night that you spray the hose, and then at night they come out of the dirt, and you go with a flashlight picking them. Free bait.
Mm-mm.
How you think I got all my money?
No.
Free bait.
We'll pick up a couple. I want a bow and arrow.
What?
We can get one of those.
Have you ever shot one?
Yeah.
I bet you're good.
Very good.
I'm also pretty accurate.
He's so not. That's insane. First of all, he's never shot one. Second of all, he's not good.
I'll shoot a pineapple right off your head.
An upside-down pineapple means you're a swinger.
I'll shoot an upside-down pineapple cake off your head.
And have sex with your wife.
Yeah, see, while you're making all that noise with your little pellet gun, me and Foley are going to be in the brush, silent.
That's what we get.
Ghillie suit?
Ooh. Can't tell where I am.
Looks like there's a landfill sleeping in the bed.
Are we getting a tent? Somebody asked me this. Are we getting a tent and pitching a tent? I think there should be something where one of us has to stay out in the tent.
You?
No.
Well, then, that's not fun.
No, we do some kind of thing.
Oh.
Where whatever happens, you got to stay out in the tent.
A little challenge.
Yeah.
All right.
A little naked and naked.
And afraid.
Naked and available. The new wood show.
Tents are expensive and inconvenient for a bit. I will say that, not to kill the fun.
Yeah.
What's expensive?
A couple $100.
Okay.
Buddy, that's hatchet money.
It's true. Everybody needs a side weapon.
Okay.
Whether it's a firearm. Shout out to the NRA for protecting our great rights.
I do think, yeah, we should have some steel. I'm going to have my Leatherman for sure all day.
We're not fixing a bike here, dickhead. What are you talking about?
I popped my tube.
We're fighting off hyenas. What are you talking about? My Leatherman. Get out of here. Those things stink.
They're incredible. It's one of the most useful things I've ever purchased.
Get a Swiss Army knife.
Got the toothpick.
What's the tweezers in case I get a splinter in my toe?
It's a his or hers kind of situation. You can pick which one you like. Both incredibly useful.
I want a pocket knife. I want a compass.
Do you own a pocket knife?
No.
No, you don't. I want a knife with a compass on the bottom. Like they had in Vietnam.
Man, one of the coolest knives I ever saw.
Are we going to get there and you're going to be all
cheap? I'm sorry, I was just telling you a nice story.
Well, hold on. You're getting me. Are we going to get there and you're going to be all cheapo?
No.
We're going to be able to spend a little bit of money.
Yeah, but like for what? I'm not like, you're not getting a new mountain bike or something. I get you a new set of rollerblades, cocksucker. I mean, you're going to get stuff for us to have fun on the trip.
I got a kid in a goose jacket. Walking out of there.
Is that a golf club? Wow, we're outdoors.
What are you going to do with a catcher's mitt?
I got a tee time. Hey, Kip, we got to pack this up. I got a tee time.
Oh, man.
I'm trying to catch a quick nine before the sun goes down.
I got it in on a local course around here. Man, that's all right. Nah, just a pocket knife. That's all.
Yeah, of course. Get you a pocket knife. I got a couple. I mean, I'm not even saying this.
No, I want a fresh one. I want my own.
Okay.
And a compass. We have a compass on our phone. Phone charger. Okay. And my Nexium.
Yeah, I mean, you're just listing stuff you have to bring. I tell my girlfriend I love her.
Don't do that.
Don't you ever do that.
I do have one requirement for you, Foley.
What's that?
You're going to need some type of cool hat, like a camo with some fish hooks on it, or a bucket hat.
Yeah, I want cool gear, dude.
Maybe a vest with lots of pockets.
I need cool gear.
The hat, the light on top. We should all
the headlamp. Headlamps are very popular. We could do a nighttime spooky time podcast all with headlamps.
Oh my god!
And you gotta first of all, everybody's gotta. I don't know if you remember, you gotta prepare a ghost story.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
What's yours gonna be?
It's about some chick who didn't text him back.
That's pretty good.
Tale of the missing hair.
I
was taking a shower.
My joke was tale of the receding hairline. Okay.
Matches. We need kindling. We should get a Duraflame, too. Get that thing going.
No. What? No. No.
No. Oh, Duraflame. We can try to start a fire without matches. That's
a lighter.
Pretty fun.
It's fucking hard as shit.
Yeah, that's the point.
Flint?
Michigan?
Yeah,
I ain't going there.
Can we use flint and steel? Or do we have to do the fucking...
Are you raised in a condo in Charlotte? What do you know about the woods? I'm taking you out there to show you how it's like. You're following my lead.
Hey, dickhead, I went to a fucking shishmarted hippie school where we had to chop wood and do all this dumb wood shit.
You did a wood chopping. Okay, I'll point you in the right direction. No poison ivy.
Sumac, though.
What?
Big sumac guy.
You like it?
Love it.
It's good on a salad.
I can't get enough of it. Yeah, hunting gear. This is what I'm looking for.
Can I ask this?
What?
Can we bring s'mores?
Sure, of course. What?
You're definitely doing s'mores, yeah.
Yeah, okay. We're going to hit. So this is what we're going
to
do.
How many s'mores am I allowed to have before you start judging me?
I mean, you think I'm going to judge you on your s'more intake?
Should. I get pretty crazy.
You know what's next level for s'mores?
Don't say peeps.
Fuck no. Instead of Hershey's chocolate, Reese's cup.
Ooh.
Toby? I like where your head's at.
You might be onto something.
It's fucking excellent.
I think
excellent.
You're 100% onto something.
All right,
something. So
we're going to have to go to, like, an Acme or something.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have to go to a supermarket.
Mm-hmm. Lunch meat, hot dogs, can of beans. Oh, we need a pot to cook the beans in.
You can do it right in the can, in the fire.
What are we, a fucking Bastogne? What are you talking about? Get the skillet,
well,
will you?
I'm not rustic enough. I'm too rustic. Pick a lane.
I'm going to need a rangefinder, too. Out there, she goes, checking the perim.
Oh, that's, we got to get binoculars.
Okay.
We got to get a pair of binoculars.
Okay. I'm looking more for, I want to look good. I want to look the part. I'm big on looking the part.
See, I can't wear it. Nothing, they're not going to have anything of my size. Unless you go to Duluth Trading Company. You know what I'm talking about? You ever see those commercials? Yeah. Woo, you a fat piece of shit. Come down to Duluth.
Tactical apparel. Tactical. Big and tall hunting gear.
Where's this?
Dick's.
Nice.
You're sitting here breaking my stones. What size are you?
4X. Grizzly bear size.
What are you having? A Jesus Christ.
Hachi machi.
Hello.
A boo? What size? What X?
4?
Yeah. They got some stuff in 4X.
Okay. All right.
Well, this is online, though.
Can we swim in the pond?
I don't know. I would do it.
But you don't
it
know.
It depends how stagnant it is.
Come out with leashes on your balls.
See what the skeeter situation is. Wait, so you don't know? You don't know if we're allowed?
Get you a pair of long johns.
It's the middle of summer.
Not everyone will make you feel included.
Do you know if we're allowed to swim in the pond?
I don't know. I don't know if there's, you know, I don't know the proper.
We have a pit out front, right?
Yeah,
we're on campgrounds. It's not like we're in a parking lot.
No, so we're on.
Looks like we're sitting out for Styx tickets.
You know what time the doors open? So this is it. I've showed you this, but it's like, so it's on a woman.
Let me see.
It's on a woman's property.
All right.
But like, not like.
Can I
it's
see
like
it?
7 acres or something. It's like, it's not, you don't see her house or anything. It's like.
She can get mad at us when we're cutting up late night?
No, it's the whole part. So it's parked there. You got like the big gravel pit, right?
Uh-huh.
Big, you know, whatever. Picnic tables, fucking Adirondack chairs, the whole nine.
Where's the fire pit? What's that?
The fence of some sort? A little perimeter? There's the pond. Looks like it's right out in front of it. Maybe we have to make our own fire pit? I'm sure there's a fire pit. Oh, there's the fire pit right there.
Nice. Make your own pond. What about chairs? We need chairs?
No, looks like they got all that. I don't know if you can go in that pond. I assume you're going to have to sleep in the bed.
Spiders.
A larger gentleman like you, you're going to have to take the queen-size bed.
I'll sleep outside, but I can't poke up my sleep apnea machine.
That thing don't run off solar. I assume I'm going to have to take the kitchen table. It folds into a bed. It's an RV. So
where am I going to have my breakfast?
So here, it's an RV.
I'll do a nice country breakfast in the morning.
It's an RV.
No shot. Really?
Yeah, man.
What are we talking?
If that includes a fucking bacon, egg, and cheese from Mickey Dizzle's.
Boys, I fired the fire up and rustled up some sizzlies.
Guys, I went outside, I started a car, and I drove through the drive.
No, bacon and eggs. Keep it keto.
I'm down.
Yeah. I'll go. Do you have a cast iron skillet?
I do.
Can you bring it?
Yeah.
Can I ruin it?
Sure. Can I throw it in the pond? No, so all right, hold on. We're getting ahead of ourselves. For the listener, it's a
hold on. If we can do you know if we can fish in the pond?
I'm sure.
Can we eat what's in there?
I mean, there's probably not much in there. It's not big enough to sustain, like, actual fucking, you know, sizable fish. I mean, what are you going to eat, a sunny? Fucking kill a poor sunny, eat a sunny? A
little sunny sandwich.
Yeah. Sunny egg and cheese.
A little mayo. Be all right.
But
no, what I'm saying, it'd be nice to catch a fish and cook it.
I guarantee you don't catch a fish. If I'm not helping you, you will not. I guarantee you.
Helping me?
Yeah.
What are you talking about? You put it on the fucking thing and you throw it out there and you slowly. I know how to catch fish.
I guarantee you don't catch a fish. Let's put a little wager.
Okay.
Fishing tournament.
$15,000.
Okay.
I'll bluff them off the table, T-Bone.
Oh, never mind. You're good. $500. Whoever catches the most.
No. Whoever, if you do not catch a fish, you sleep outside.
Ooh,
there you go.
That's pretty.
I am not participating in this.
No, you are. You can't.
No.
Oh, you are.
I didn't talk shit. If I'm confident, I'll talk some shit. I can't fish for shit. I fucking hate fish.
I'm not a fish either.
I know you don't.
But I'm better than you.
I'm not even good.
We're not fishing for fucking marlin in the jet stream. We're in a fucking pond.
I guarantee you don't catch a fish.
Get out of here.
You probably don't like touching the worms.
I love touching the worms.
Hey, a little pee-pee you got down
my
there.
Little noodle. I love fish. I love fishing. I know what I'm doing out there.
Okay. Out there. It's nowhere on the high seas. I'm just saying. Okay, sure. All right, whatever. No big deal. But for the listener.
But the gauntlet's been thrown down if you want to fucking pick it up.
For the listener, the thing we got. So it was very hard to rent an RV and for the days that we need. It was a very complicated thing to get the space to park the RV at like an RV park or a campground, as well as lining up the days with our schedules and the days with the RV itself.
Plus you got the equinox.
Plus you got the goddamn equinox.
Summer solstice.
Blood moon out there.
Yeah. That's when the werewolves come out.
So.
Oh, yeah. We're going to need silver bullets for the gun.
Do you think we'll see a UFO?
I hope not.
I hope so.
They'll burn down the RV with everybody in it.
That's what they will do?
That's what I'll do.
First of all, sex with us.
God willing. So we got an RV that's parked on this like big property. Back, it's like in the woods, removed from everything. And it's like kind of like a one-stop shop. The RV's set up there for us. Go cook breakfast, the whole nine yards. Go fishing out there in a wilderness.
Because that was the whole idea, is to go camping the trashiest way possible, mm-hmm. which is, of course, in a recreational vehicle.
100%. That probably hasn't moved in 4 years. This thing doesn't have a steering wheel, all right? They moved it for the kegerator.
Is there a kegerator?
No.
Are we going to get beers?
What? I think I'm fucking doing this sober? You're nuts.
Could also do a little doobie out there, too.
Yeah.
A little tube. A
couple of freeze pipes out there.
Yeah. Talking
about. Yeah. So let's, all right, let's make a list of stuff we want and need. Okay?
Freeze pops.
Knives.
Knives.
Gun.
Guns.
Fishing pole.
Knives.
Fishing
pole. Hold on. Gun. Well, we're going to need multiple fishing poles. Bait.
Get a couple, take turns, it'll be all right.
Yeah, I mean, multiple just means more than one.
Theoretically. Not in the woods, though.
What?
Sorry?
Bait, a pontoon boat.
Okay. I wonder if they have a canoe there.
They may.
Couple of backwoods trollops.
I need fresh gear.
Hey, what's the local whore situation? I'm looking for something real desperate.
I know this is a freshwater pond, but what's the tugboat situation out here?
Hello. Couple of tuggies. Woo! I get you and Luke are single. You guys can pick up some fucking trailer trash up there.
I also,
if you could pull it off,
can
we go to a bar?
That's what I was just gonna say. Local fucking.
Oh, that's how we get killed.
No.
Yeah.
Meet a couple of.
They take us back and do sexual
couple of
things
ladies
to
of
us.
The night.
Hookers?
What?
Small town hooker.
STHs.
I'm a family man. God damn it.
High risk, low reward, dude. Fuck that.
We go to a bar. We're not camping.
Yeah, no, you guys.
But I like it.
No. No, no,
maybe
no.
Throw a house party or something.
You guys got to be shotgunning beers by the pond.
Yeah. Nah, for sure.
I don't know.
And I'll just be in the corner itching by a tree.
We'll get you some dupes.
Come on, look how nice that is right there.
That's the lake?
Yeah.
You could definitely fish in that and swim in it.
I mean, for sure. I'm just saying, once you get there and get eyes on it.
The question is, do you do one or the other, or do you do both? Will you swim in a place that you fish in?
Yeah, I don't care.
There's probably eels and stuff in there. Aqua socks, that's what we need.
You're not wearing aqua socks. You're not going to my RV wearing goddamn aqua socks.
Then I'll wear my Crocs in the pool.
Or in the pool?
In the pond. My feet aren't touching the ground. Little slimy things in there.
Okay.
Hats. We need hats for sure. Hats mm-hmm. for days. Vests, probably. Type of cargo short.
I wouldn't mind a vest. I do like a nice vest. Maybe with some lures, some fishing gear in
it's
there.
It's going to be 100 degrees.
In the Caribbean.
Just the vest.
Yeah, just the vest.
Ooh, okay. Where are we showering?
What do you mean?
Do they have a shower in the RV?
Yeah.
Oh, nice. From Dr. Brommer's?
I don't know. Okay. All right. This is shaping up.
All right. What sort of camping foods are we thinking? S'mores for sure.
So we're gonna do dog. There's a grill.
Okay.
Do dogs. Do a proper cookout. Dogs.
Sure.
Burgers. Pasta.
Twice baked potatoes.
Hey, let me know when the gnocchi's done, huh?
This is handmade, right?
Steaks. Couple of steaks.
Still a couple of baseball steaks.
Yeah.
Some corn.
Who invited Nana? What the fuck? Corn.
What?
Don't forget asparagus.
No, ears
it's
of corn.
Red meat. Ears of corn. It's August. That corn don't come up till September. What the fuck's wrong with you? This guy.
You know what always bothered me? You know
a whole watermelon.
For greased watermelon in the pond. Lube up.
Oh,
play.
Fuck that. I meant for sexual frustration.
What always bothered me at a cookout with the grill, you know, sometimes I'll have the side burner, and then people will be doing, like, pasta and shit on the side. I hate that.
Never used the side burner. Never had that kind of cash.
What kind of, all right, do you want a compound bow?
Yeah.
No.
You want, like, an old school.
Poison tip.
They got, you want to eat a couple of frogs.
No, I don't need a bow and arrow. Just I would like to have a nice pocket knife that I could take home with me and remember my trip.
Okay.
Right? Get a nice knife.
I hate compound bows. Doesn't feel right.
Hey, Rogan, relax, will you?
Have you ever used one?
Yeah.
Okay.
What kind of knives is you want something like that? That's kind of what I'm toting around. I got a couple of blades. I've always been big into blades. I'm not going to lie. I used to collect pocket
knives.
Go down.
You want like a Bowie knife, right? Like something that goes into a sheath that doesn't open out. You know, like what they murdered up all
the time. Like
something
you can put on your belt.
Yeah.
Yeah. I got two of them.
Really? Now I want to get my own. No, those are fucking candy ass. Where's the big ones?
Ooh, throwing hawks.
Yeah.
Like a tomahawk. Like a yah!
Yeah.
Take out anything coming at you. What did you say?
What if we murder each other?
That'll be good for the content. Okay, you're a Swiss Army kind of guy.
Get
maybe
the fuck out of
here. In case fucking some local yokel gets fucking lippy with me.
Somebody starts talking politics around a campfire.
We should get a trench spike.
What's that?
It's a Bowie knife with brass knuckles on it.
Or I think we should build booby traps.
Kid, I knew Brett had one of them.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
That guy scared the heebie-jeebies out of me.
He didn't graduate.
It's for punching and poking.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
This, you could like hit like that and slice them.
Yeah.
Break their jaw and fucking make them smile. no thanks. Yeah, it doesn't look like they got the big heavy heaters that you're... Oh, there's a lot. All right, well, I mean, that's not...
Let me ask you this.
Ask me anything you'd like.
Night vision goggles.
They're so expensive.
For me to masturbate with.
What are you doing in there? I'm looking for deer. In the bathroom?
I come out, forget to put my pants on. I just got the... Hey, what's up, guys?
How expensive? Money's no object.
Money is an object. He's got it. Your money too, you idiot.
Yeah, but not in my brain.
I know.
No. Hot dogs, hamburgers, little potato salad would be all right.
Should we get a tree stand? You gotta see as the bird die. You
know? I can't do potato salad either. I'm coming up on a weigh-in here.
Okay. Yeah, we'll do burgers, dogs, maybe a steak or two.
Okay.
You got to figure when you get there, you know.
How many meals are we eating up there?
Couple meals.
Really?
Definitely going to have probably a lunch-ish. We're going to meet in here at 10.
Mm-hmm.
Hit the open road.
Mm-hmm.
We still got, you know.
10?
We can hit the food court at the mall. That's really roughing it.
Get a little walk and roll.
Derby dog or something.
Hey, there's an A&W on the Taconic Parkway. Load up on footlongs.
I could do Dunkin' if you want. That's really roughing it.
10, what time do you think it should be earlier?
No, I was just joking.
We should get up there at the crack of dawn.
No, 10 is plenty early.
That means we're up there at noon.
I don't think check-in's till 2, by the way. I
mean, so. What do you do? Just wait on the side of the highway?
What do you mean?
Well, there's no lobby. Are you going to go with that? Okay. We'll hang out by the pool.
I didn't understand how you didn't get it. I'm sorry.
All right.
Probably need some deer urine. To attract them so I can fucking wrestle them old school.
I assume there's bears up there. I assume that's a real thing. I assume we have to follow some type of protocol. Light beer, I think.
Just keep my wits about me.
Keep the BLs coming.
Did the story about the lady and the bear spray come across your desk at any point? Did you guys hear about this lady? She went to some outdoor stores, going on a camping trip with her family, bought bear spray, thought it was bear repellent, walked into the parking lot, and doused her fucking kids.
Jesus.
Broads. That's in the Catskills, right?
What is? Roscoe?
Yeah. He just said it like it was a dog. Roscoe?
Really?
Right?
Yeah. I don't know. You got the computer. You got the think box.
Why are you nervous, dude? Why are you nervous?
Because there's bears. And plus, sharks are walking on land now.
I saw that. That's such fucking fake news, that is.
Uh-oh.
There was one water. He fucking wobbled over a rock. You ever see a fish flip flop? Come on.
Will this be out by the time? Yeah, it will, right?
What?
This will be out before we leave? After we leave?
After.
After. So we could be dead.
Mm-hmm. This could be the last, this could be real Blair Witch.
Found footage.
Too. Yeah.
Oh, camcorder. Bring something to
yeah, we're bringing two humans to film it, you idiot. Who's going to film them, though?
Toby, is that you? I don't want to come across any demons or any bears. That's what I'm not looking for. I'll see a UFO. The way I look at it...
I'll take a molester if I have to. But
sure.
Keep the demigods away from me.
Yeah. You figure at this point there's no...
There are 1,200 to 1,500 bears in the Catskills.
That's it?
One of three black bear... 1,500 bears?
That's not a lot.
Okay.
In the Catskill, that's a whole mountain range region area.
Damn. Okay, fine.
1,500? That's it?
Mm-hmm.
I thought there'd be millions.
Millions of bears?
Yeah.
They would be here if there was millions of bears. There'd be one in the studio, right? Millions of bears, dude?
I mean, there's got to be millions of bears on the planet, right?
Maybe. Dude, 1,500 bears?
That's a lot? I'll take my chances with that. There's millions of sharks in the ocean.
Yeah, the ocean's huge, though.
So's the Catskills.
Okay.
It's pretty big.
All right. Well, it's not a million. Dude, a million bears in a town. They'd be running for governor. What do you mean? They'd have the popular vote.
Okay, we can't bring the dog, can we?
I can. I think so.
You were thinking about it?
Yeah, I was thinking about it.
What? At least I have some. I'd be scared he's going to run away.
Oh, man. We took him out on the beach off leash.
And?
My boy can cook.
He took off.
And does not listen.
Yeah, see, no, we're not doing that.
A lot of that on the. I was ruining people's nice sunset on the beach. Andy, get back here. Stop it. Stop eating the. Just fucking. He would find horseshoe crabs and then rub up on them.
Jesus.
Itches back.
Ugh.
Hey, to each their own.
Wait, he doesn't listen. He runs away.
He does. He listens.
Did he go near the water? Because that would give me such anxiety.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be able to handle that.
A dog in an inch of water at the tide?
No, I don't want him to get sucked out of sea. Then he got to go get him. You ever see those videos where they find a little doggy in the water and they got to bring it up on a boat and it's all scared? No? Man,
no, well, don't ever talk to me like that ever again. You fucking creep. Don't make eye contact with me when you do that or I will murder you in your sleep with a crossbow.
Let's get a crossbow.
Okay.
Paintball okay. Gun?
Sure.
We ain't getting the security deposit back. We get a paintball gun cooking.
That's true.
Football. Bring a football. Throw it around.
Use it to change the channel and stuff.
Is there a TV in there?
I'm sure there's a TV. There's probably two TVs. There's probably one outside, too. A lot of them have them outside.
You're joking.
I'm not.
TV? No TV. We're disconnecting. We're putting our phones down. Except for later.
Hey, except for secret time.
Yeah, we're enjoying nature. We're getting out into nature. We're unplugging for a couple of minutes, minus the cameras.
Yeah.
Minus all the technology we're bringing.
Minus the production company we're bringing. We're out of that. We're unplugging.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Breakfast. Let me do the cooking.
We'll see.
Come on.
We'll see.
I will say this. Luke's going to bring a GoPro, and we're going to strap it to all kinds of dumb shit.
Oh, like that.
Like a squirrel?
Same with a 360 camera. What up?
Like a squirrel?
If we could grab a squirrel, for sure.
Do you ever catch a bee, you freeze them, and then tie a string to them? That's a good time.
What?
Yeah. You ever see that? It was in CKY.
CKY.
Yeah.
Why would you do that?
I don't know.
Because you saw it in CKY.
Oh, you freeze them. It slows them down so you can get
it
your
It puts
hands
them in a coma, and then you can tie a string around them, and then they warm back up, and you got to be on a string, my friend.
That's pretty cool.
It's a good time until they realize they can fly at you.
Yeah.
Then it becomes a little what we call in the business dangerous.
We need off. We need bug spray.
Okay.
We need citronella candles.
Citronella candles.
Citronella candles.
Which always sounds so delicious to me. Citronella. Okay. Sounds fantastic. I love that smell, too. Mm-hmm. We should get some punks.
Who like some street toughs?
Punks.
You know what punks are?
Yeah, but like incense.
Yeah.
No one said punks.
Sparklers.
In a long time.
Fireworks.
Roman candles.
Roman.
Mortars.
Candles.
What's a?
Forest fire. Stardom.
Okay, you're right. Not, none of that.
What's a punk? I almost started a forest fire one time.
Yeah, look at you.
What's a punk?
It's like incense that keeps, it's like a stick of incense that keeps bugs away. It's literally from the 1920s. I'm not even exaggerating. My mom talks about it. It sounds like she's in black and white when she talks. Mm-hmm. Couple of punks. Get a couple of punks.
Mm-hmm.
They're up, because we used to light incense. That was big in like the 90s, my brother and sister. They're up there lighting their punks. You left a punk burning. Fucking freaking out.
I did that.
Hey, toots, kick rocks.
Once at my parents. My one buddy, Seth, his dad was like, you know, a little bit more like, you know, artsy. And
he was a reefer head. I get it. He liked the Chiba Weeba.
Shout out to Ira. I love you. But they had incense. And I remember I came home and I went upstairs. I was fucking stoned.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking, it was like a Wednesday. Just got back at like 6 o'clock, went upstairs, had dinner, fucking bop, 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 went up my room. Fucking, I'm up there. I got that burning. I got the lights down. I'm listening to some fucking The Doors.
Zeppelin or something.
Dude, she came in like the fucking warden.
Lights out. Where'd you get this contraband?
Oh, dude. What the fuck is that smell? What are you doing to Terry? He's up here smoking incense.
Getting high on his own supply, lady.
Up there like the three wise men with some fucking incense and myrrh. You know myrrh was a dude?
Hey, he's on Impractical Jokers.
Should we get some kind of game, like paddle something or something?
Oh, that could be fun.
I think we're going to play a little game called Chase the Longhair around the woods. Your commie dog.
We could get like nutball or bago.
You want to get crazy? I'll get crazy.
Yeah? Go fucking full Tropic Thunder?
Yeah. I'll go off the reservation.
Man, do you disappear? Just with a fucking knife in your mouth?
Yeah. And then right when you think you're on my trail, two pairs of eyes a little bit up behind you.
Steak comes up out of the ground.
Like fucking Arnold and Predator, dude.
Clever girl.
We're going to need a nice cooler.
Yeah, we're going to need a nice cooler.
I'm thinking Yeti.
Okay. Sounds expensive.
The money was no object.
I have a cooler.
What kind of cooler?
A little one.
When was the last time it was cleaned?
It's brand new. I haven't even used it.
A little cooler. I got a little cooler, too. I'm talking heavy bike.
For beers.
Coleman. Beers. Water.
I guess that's where everything goes.
There's a fridge and stuff on the inside of it.
Oh, there is?
It's an RV. Do you not know what an RV is?
I don't really know what's going on. To be honest with you, I saw rocks and I saw a station wagon.
Okay.
Of some kind.
Station wagon?
Or whatever that thing was.
It's an RV.
It's a trailer.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like a trailer.
Okay.
Yeah,
it's like a kitchen, living room.
Oh,
it's like a tour bus.
That's nice.
I mean, it's not like.
I know what we need. Pack of cards.
Deck of cards.
Gotta have a deck of cards. Maybe a little Uno.
Also, left, right, center wouldn't be a bad game.
Or some Texas Hold'em.
No one to hold them, no one to fold them.
What's left, right, center? The
it's
dice?
The dice game with the three ones. It's a good time. It's fun. Everybody's sitting around. You're hanging.
Oh, yeah, with the money.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there you go. All right. Now we're talking. Okay.
Maybe a couple wiffle ball bats for dizzy bats.
All right. What do you mean? Spinning around?
You can do it on your head and then chug a beer.
Okay.
Flip cup, me versus you.
Okay.
Hmm.
I like that.
Luke, don't listen to this part. We should get Luke really drunk and fuck with
him. And fuck him.
Have sex with him. No one's going to believe you. Lukey,
do we want to go for a little bit of a hike, maybe?
I mean, you can take a hike with your hike, bro.
All right.
Kick rocks, dude. St. Wolf Lodge. Fucking camping. Survive.
Pickleball net?
Pickleball net.
Saying.
No, we don't need that bullshit. We got to build a fire.
Build a fire. S'mores.
Sure.
I do like the idea of us trying to make a fire without a lighter or matches.
Oh, how do you do that?
There's two ways to do it. You can use a flint and steel, which is the thing you hit that makes sparks.
Sure.
Or
where the fuck do you, what do you get, a time machine to go back and get that? Where are you going to find that?
You just talked about bringing punks.
That's
same general, same five and
no,
dime you're picking
not.
Up punks.
If it's light out, you can obviously use a magnifying glass.
Obviously.
Oh, my.
Obviously, yeah.
Or you know, Foley's glasses or whatever. And then the other way, I can't ever remember what it's called. It's called like where you have the...
It's called lighter fluid.
Where you have the stick with a rock on top or a hard piece of wood on top, soft piece of wood on the bottom. You get that going with a...
A rope. It's like a bow.
It's called like a bow and... Fuck.
Yeah. That wood's got to be dry. You can't just snap that off a tree.
It has to be dry as shit, and it's incredibly difficult.
Yeah.
I can do it.
We're just
lighting. But we're not going to do it.
Just get a grill lighter and shut up. I'm starving. Mm-hmm. Get the burgers cooking. Get them Bubba Burgers on and shut the fuck up.
What kind of beer are you thinking about, Jerry? You're going to be drinking, like, tequilas or something.
Yeah, I'm not going to be boozing. I'll be too close to the weigh-in.
You're going to be boozing at all?
Oh. I'm not a communist. You talking to somebody drinking?
This is goddamn American.
Club soda and fucking Patron or whatever, okay. Whatever we got, whatever I can squeeze out of you. Something nice. I'll bring some shrooms, bring some weed, bring some gummies. My Star Wars toys, of course. Essentials. A pocket knife. Where are my Crocs? Some shorts. A lot of fucking. I don't want to get ticks. Ticks scare me. I might buzz my head before we go, too.
Oh, don't do that. That's such a bad idea.
Why?
You know, you would look horrible.
Think so?
We can fucking strip down and check each other for ticks on the way home.
Okay. At a rest stop.
I almost got Lyme disease one time. Real gnarly tick bite. I was hooking up with a chick in the woods, and the principal of my school came by on a mountain bike, and we had to, like, hit the deck to hide from him. Fully fucking naked.
Mm-hmm. And was he fucking her too? What did he say?
Oh no, I told him I was sick. He's gonna be pissed.
Yeah. So
shit, it's your old man.
So then, like, maybe a week and a half later, I went on break, was back at home, was sitting on the couch, and my mom goes, "What the fuck is that?" And I had a giant bruise on the back of my leg that I couldn't see. And went to the doctor and I got in fucking gnarly tick bite, had to get some shots or some shit.
Damn. Yikes. I remember one time I was with my buddy. He had the coolest fuck. I don't know where he lived. I never met him again. I think, like, we played baseball or something together at some point. And, uh-huh. Like, it was kind of, like, orchestrated by our moms a little bit. It was, like, a play date. I was like, I don't, not yeah. Like.
They felt bad for you. That's what it was. Because he sounds like the cool kid in this story.
No, he wasn't. But he lived in this weird area that was, like, by woods and a pond, but it wasn't, like, woods. But there was, like, these bike paths, but they weren't, like, BMX paths. And there was, like, I was just really weird. It was, like, I was, like, this is the fucking coolest day in the world. And then I got home, and his mom called my mom. I was, like, hey, I just found two ticks on fucking Jimmy or whatever his name was.
On Randy's dick. What were they doing out there?
So I was, like, a little too old, but my mom stripped me down and started looking for ticks. And I just remember standing there thinking, I'm like, I am too old for, like, I am, like, 3 days too old for this.
You're like, I mean? Rambo down at the precinct.
Yeah, it was like a smith. I was old enough to be like, this is a little strange.
I might have mentioned this, now that you say that. I have to have said this on the podcast. One thing about my mother is she's very into, like, medical stuff. And if anybody
like
is
hot, sexy nurse type thing.
If anybody... If anybody's associated in the medical industry, she wants to, like, talk, like
steal their prescription.
If I have something, take a look at that. What is this? Let him take a look. She just likes, she fucking drives me crazy.
But what if you're at, like, a barbecue?
Yeah.
Like, check out the lump on his neck?
Yeah. Let John take a look at that. He was a corpsman in Vietnam fucking 30 years
ago. Meanwhile, he's got a fucking handful of wings or whatever. Yeah. Going to town.
Well, I remember I was probably in, I was in third grade. We were moving from Wilkes-Barre to down the Bluebell. And I had jock itch really bad when I was a kid. Like, I really bad on the left side. And I remember my mom bringing me, one of my dad's Navy buddies was helping us move. And I remember my mom bringing me into the bathroom, pulling down my pants. This guy's sitting on the toilet and him like looking at my jock itch. But my dick was like just full hanging out.
How old were you? Third grade?
Yeah.
Eight?
And she walked me in there, set me up, turn the lights out and leave.
Why has he got night vision goggles on?
To see the ticks. That's I don't know why that popped in my head.
It's weird. Eight is like still that kind of weird age where it's like a little bit.
But I shouldn't have my goodies out in front of fucking grown men.
No. Also, your mom's paying for it. She's cheap. She's looking for fucking free medical advice from a guy who knows how to tie knots on a submarine or whatever he did. What the fuck?
Ah, Patty, you fed me up to him on a silver platter, didn't you? That's why I'm all fucked up.
Lady, I was in the ghost car.
Yeah, I remember him touching me. Like you know, like moving my penis and balls aside. I don't know why I said penis.
Why is this 8-year-old's ball bag so goddamn big after he picked it up off the ground?
Hey, you dropped something, little guy.
Now, listen, I don't want to do this, but it's medical procedure. I got to check you with my mouth.
I picture him like trying to put a parachute back in the school bag.
I had a nice cut back in the day where I got fat. A thick piece.
Why is it so red?
Yeah, I don't know why that made me think of that. That was going to be my ghost story, though.
Hey, turn around. That guy's here. What the fuck? And here's Melvin. What the
fuck? There's no way we're going to be able to scare each other. You guys know my one ghost story.
What ghost story? I don't want a story about you seeing a ghost. That's not a ghost story.
Oh, isn't it?
Of like the pillow fell or something. That's not going to creep me out. I want like, you know.
Tap, tap, tap on the window and it's a bloody hook.
Yeah, the story of, you know, old man, you know, Frankenbaum who, I don't know.
Huh.
The story of Merrill who used to go around to fucking people's houses and look at their 8-year-old wieners.
Merrill. Merrill's a pretty trashy name when I think about it. Yeah, I don't know. It just popped into my head. So, yeah, I got molested. What are you going to do?
That's not molested if your mom was there.
I don't know. And I remember her leaving now, to be honest
with you. No context, AYG, is that's going to be the thing. It's not molested if your mom was there.
Yeah, I don't know.
By the way, shout out to No Context AYG on Twitter. He pulls out some fucking gems.
Shout out to him. Yeah.
But the best thing is he has the subtitles on. Yeah. So you just get a smidge of the joke or whatever. It's
mm-hmm.
good.
It's a good time.
It's really good.
I've also been curious. I asked her, but she keeps blowing me off. The cigarette burn that I have on my hand, I don't think it could have been from just casually bumping into it. I think somebody put a cigarette out on my hand.
Yeah, she's fucked up, man.
I don't think she did it.
Yeah, she probably fucking, you know, the neighbor probably paid her $50. Get his rock. Get his rock.
Man, that's
off.
Fucked up.
So anyway, are you guys thinking Ballpark Franks or yeah. Hebrew Nationals?
Ooh, cheese dogs. Go old school. Some cheesy
Gotta
dog.
Check them for jock itch, though. I would do some cheese diesels.
Sure.
We got to get, all right, dogs, burgers, buns, steak. I would prefer a burger. It's the, you know, it's that.
What about those steak tips that Bobby Kelly likes?
Yeah, I mean, we okay. Sure.
Some burn ends.
Yeah. You know what's also a great grill out move? Just a bunch of veggies in tinfoil with some butter and some salt and pepper seasoning. What are you looking? What are you making faces
veggies?
For?
Veggies.
You're staying in the car. Veggies.
That's the only thing you've suggested so far.
Yeah, it's badminton and vegetables. What are you talking about?
I brought hatchets to the table. Thank you very much.
Fair enough. Yeah, to cut your broccoli. Those green beans can be real tough.
Raw carrots are a bitch.
Veggies.
You're lucky I didn't bring up geocaching.
What's that?
Oh, God, don't.
What, are you going to be fracking up there? That's what we
turn
should
the
do.
Sink on. Fire comes out. I think we started a fire.
That's what we should do. Go up there and dig a well, then kick this broad off her property.
I don't hate
it. Eminent domain. Pack your shit before the Pinkertons get here, lady. Second time I mentioned Pinkertons and did not get a reaction.
I don't know what that is.
Pinkertons were like the muscle for the railroads back in the day.
Mr. Pinkerton was our officer Pinkerton. We had I think PA probably did it back in the day. Adopt a cop. Your local school, every like elementary school or junior high or high school would get like a cop. And he would be like, he was like the school's guy. And he had like a baseball card with like his headshot on it. I think he was just trying to pick up some commercial work.
I got the uniform because that is a big thing.
On my days off, it's just sitting there. I got the squad car out front.
That is a big thing in for casting. There's dudes that just play cops.
Sure,
they got the uniform.
This was Officer Pinkerton. And
was he?
I mean,
that seems like it was written. That sounds like an Aaron Sorkin name. He's probably some bozo out of work.
No, he was
probably
a cop.
Run out of Broadway.
He had a squad car.
I get you a squad car in three minutes. What are you talking about?
Remember that black and white we saw in L.A.? Old school black and white.
Oh, so fucking
probably
cool.
That was probably on a movie set.
Yeah, it probably was.
They
film out there in Hollywood. They're pretty good, too.
Mm-hmm. You ever film anything out there?
No. Nah. Something's Burning with Burt Kreischer. Coming soon. Right?
Hit me with Foley's camera.
No. My camera. Hey, everybody. You talk to your bozos over here. That's the good people right there. That's the homies. That's the squad. What's going on, gang?
All right, we got a couple minutes left here. But this is
about boomerang.
It's shaping.
Ooh, slingshot.
No, I like boomerang.
Wrist rocket would be fun.
What? You're going to hurt somebody. Knives. Defense.
Oh, yeah, because they're real safe.
The best defense is a fucking good slingshot.
Yeah.
We could set up cans. I think we should get a BB gun. I think that would be fun.
I'm getting a real gun.
You can't shoot it. There's no way you're allowed to shoot a gun on this property.
Wasn't me. I'm not shooting any guns. Whoa, hey, what's this guy talking shooting guns?
No, but I think if we get a BB gun, that would be fun. We can set up some cans and shoot them. Some bean cans. See who's a crack shot.
You guys can use your gun. I'll use mine.
Come here with an AR.
Fucking submachine gun. Give you a fucking proper dirt nap.
Shovel.
What?
Yeah, bring
to
a shovel.
Barry Toby.
I like
told you the table was crooked. Like it's Step Brothers.
All right.
Shovel. Leaf blower. Jesus.
What?
This mess. I need water, iced tea.
Iced tea?
Martin potato rolls.
Yeah.
Speaking your language now. We'll stop at a grocery store up there.
Mm-hmm.
We'll get that shit.
Macaroni salad? No? You guys aren't mac salad guys?
Could do something like a mac and cheese.
Ooh.
That's like macaroni salad to me. It's not camping.
I've recently come to the realization that I think almost 99.99% of all mac and cheese sucks. Balls,
it's not great, but it's
a... Which is a tragedy.
You know,
I used to love it.
I would agree with that.
Yeah.
Most of it stinks. I'll tell you where it went wrong is everybody tried to make it, like, fancy.
Yeah. Truffles, the ba-ba-ba.
Not even that, but, like... Yeah, I know what you mean. It should be, like, a cheesy sauce. The homemade stuff, I don't know, stinks sometimes. But fucking Kraft macaroni and cheese.
Kraft macaroni and cheese.
Turn the fucking lights down. Let's get freaky.
Maybe some sausage.
All right, I got you.
Italian. Anti-jockage.
Yeah, some sausages, some hot dogs, some little smokies would be cool.
It's not for me, but we can do it.
Sure. Vegetables, Sunday bar,
hey.
Beers, yeah. Club sodas, some seltzies.
Oh, seltzies all day.
Yeah, seltzies all day. Soap, we can wash in a lake. Scrub up.
Yeah, all right. This is all coming together. This will be a good one.
This will be a really fun.
I'm kind of looking forward to this because it'll also be, obviously everything we've done, I think, has been fun. Like, all, you know, the Dave and Buster's thing we just did was a lot of fun, but that was also like stressful. There's a lot of moving parts to that of like, all the reservation, the this, the timing, the people coming, who's here, I can't, I'm late, I gotta leave, just like all of that. And then plus you also, like, you're entertaining 30 comedians or whatever. You want them to all have fun, so you're like, you know, this is like, it's just the fucking crew.
This is back to basics.
Back to basics. Just the crew, fucking RV, I don't know, about 40, 50 beers. This would be a good time for Bernie's outdoor burn. Just post it up on that fucking
When do you get
list.
A cigar?
Yeah.
You don't like him?
No.
Okay.
Smoke Maybe a bottle of Fireball.
Okay. Okay.
Great.
Get weird.
Can we get some Everclear? Blow Fireballs?
There we go.
That's pretty cool.
I got a guy who does moonshine.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Up there? You got a moonshine plug? I'm gonna stick with the Patron, okay. And we don't need fireballs. You don't need the empty calories.
But yeah, this is shaping up. I'm fucking super fucking stoked about this. This will be a good one. Just the fucking boys hanging, banging. Maybe Hans. I don't know. Might bring him. Dogs are allowed. He likes the outdoors. He's a city dog. Let him stretch his legs a little bit.
I know, but you're going to be worried about Hans the whole time.
Why would I be worried about Hans the whole time? I'm not a fucking lunatic like you.
You're not going to let him run wild.
No, we have like a fucking 30-foot leash. Okay. Fucking tie it to a thing, let him fucking...
Wait, are we bringing Hans?
Maybe. Let him patrol the fucking border.
He's going to be in my car.
Yeah, I'm going to make him puke. Mm. No, I'll take my car up.
No, we're taking one car.
Why?
Because I want Hansi to ride with me.
But you were just upset that he was in your car.
Make sure his paws are clean. He wipes his own ass, right? No, you can bring Hansi in my car.
I don't want to now.
Come on.
Jess, not Jess.
Can he snuggle with me?
No.
No, I'm not going.
Now he doesn't even have balls anymore, so he won't get you pregnant. Another bonus.
I want him to snuggle with me, with Uncle Hank, in the bedroom.
He's busy.
All right.
We got to wrap her up.
All right. This is going to be fun. I'm excited.
I'm fucking stoked.
No matter what, if something weird happens, we all keep our mouth shut, right?
Mm-hmm.
If we end up killing somebody or something like that, we don't say a word.
Sure.
So chicken sandwiches, and we'll see you next week. Peace.
Peace.